Good morning. I'm honored to be back again as your treasurer. Pardon me. And as you know, Betty is very difficult to say no to. Well, I want to bring you up to date with the finances of the church. And you know, you are the church. You are what makes things happen. The camaraderie that we see in this church, the love that is shown on these Sunday mornings, is just outstanding. And that's, you're the ones. Pastor Bruce and Betty, over the years, have worked so hard for this church, and we cannot stop to tell them thanks so much as we should. This church began back in November 19th, 2006, and started with a handful of people and have grown to what it is today. Founders like our song leader, Dave, Dan, Gene, and others has helped this church grow over these years. God has richly blessed us with a very talented musician, Tom Wirtz, who handles all our music. We are so blessed to have him. Another important fact, Bruce and Betty are 24/7, not just Sundays. A call in the night, and they're there. Pastor Bruce recently gave a sermon on tithing, and I want to reiterate a couple things that he said. One is, no, it is true, we don't own a building, but we pay rent. That takes funds. It's important to note that this ministry we have goes on during the week. It doesn't stop on Sunday. Work is ongoing. The office has computers, printers, supplies needed. Sometimes the computers and printers need to be fixed or sometimes replaced. Benevolence, that's people in need, is helped right here in HEB. The board operates on a very frugal budget. And every year at year end, we review that budget. We scour it and try to figure out what we can do better. And without going into further detail, that's really the business side of the church. Bruce mentioned about our church ministries. And these are things that go on during the week, and I want to reiterate those right now. Our ministries include Ladies Bible Study, Co-Ed Bible Study, Women's Ministry, Men's Ministry, Fellowship Ministry, Prayer Pillow Ministry, which has really taken off, Care Ministry, and we have four outside ministries that we do. Getting back in the saddle again and reviewing the financials, yeah, I wanted to find out where the church was monetarily. Here's the truth. The income is short $7,500 of where we need to be. To be direct, we need your help and hopefully get this fulfilled by year end. Therefore, I'm going to bring up the biblical principle of God's word regarding tithing, and that is giving 10% of your income back to God. Throughout the Bible, this is mentioned many, many times, and Bruce has further mentioned that the Bible speaks more of tithing than it do of salvation. Years ago, I heard a pastor speaking in a church sermon. He stated a question that really struck me. His question was, would you rob God? And that hit me hard. Because, ladies and gentlemen, at that moment, I figured out I was robbing God. And from then on, I have made it a pledge to God that I would pay 10% of my income. And you know what? He has blessed me richly, just as it says in the Bible. Recently, I had an email that was about a retired United States general that said, God rests on my right shoulder. And through all these years, I want to get this right. While I am sure I have disappointed him, he has never disappointed me. Well, God has blessed our church with you people. And our church will continue to grow. And as that grows, our financial needs grow also. And we need to recognize that. Ladies and gentlemen, as I said 2 years ago, we know that some people are on a very tight budget, and there are others that are not. And again, I want you to know and make it perfectly clear that those that are on a tight budget is just as important to this church as those who are not. Now, we don't talk much about finances during the year, all year. And so as I look at this, I'm looking for an answer. And I think the answer is that we should follow God's will in the Bible and further follow what God leads you to do. We are the church and we can make it happen. God bless you all as we go forward.